The meeting is getting started at 7:01 p.m. This is Paula Miller. Venesia will be running about 10 minutes late, but we're going to go ahead and get started. So let's go ahead and start with the staff recognitions.
I'm sorry, Paula, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Paula, did you say that we have 13 people?
We have actually more than 13.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I want to know if we have quorum. I didn't know.
12, 13. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. So let's go ahead and get started with the staff recognitions. Are there any staff recognitions for this afternoon?
I have some, but they'll be included in my report.
Okay. Anyone else? Staff recognitions?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Markeisha Van Zandt for showing up to Finance Committee meetings and doing the overtime as requested by our Finance Committee. So thank
Great.
You.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Markeisha. Thank you.
This is Teresa. I want to thank Robin Lewis, who has been very helpful in attending development and outreach and giving very sound advice for us when we're throwing out ideas of how to make money, fundraise for the station.
Great, great. Any more staff recognitions?
Yes, this is Lyndon. I'd like to recognize our general manager for all the good work he's done sticking in there with us and giving us a bit of hope.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Lyndon.
Great. Any more? All right. If there's no more staff recognitions, let's go ahead and get started with the roll call. It's 7:04 p.m. So, Mr. Crozier?
Okay. Sorry, I had to unmute here. Sorry, let me change sheets. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa is here. Adriana Casanave?
Present.
Adriana is here. Bill Crozier's here. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Lyndon's here. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick Hoyt? Oh, he asked for excused absence. Wally James also asked for an excused absence. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne was just here.
Can't hear you. I see his name, but I don't hear him. We'll come back to him. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez?
Here.
Marianne is here. Paula Miller?
Here.
Paula is here. Susie Moreno? Can't hear you, Susie. Venetia Patel-Adams? Can't hear you, Venetia. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Sandra is here. Darrell Robbins?
Patel-Adams is here.
Okay, Venetia's here. Patel-Adams, thank you. Darrell, are you here? Can't hear you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Can't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Sherrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Uzel? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Is present.
Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel. I see you, Ted, but I can't hear you. I think he's muted. I see him. I'll mark him present.
I'm here. Williams. Here.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Nisha Williams, she said she'd be late. Egberta Willis asked for an excuse absence. David Bays.
I am present.
David is here. Okay, let me go back. The people who didn't respond. Bob Gartner. And I'm going in alphabetical order by last name.
I'm here.
Okay, Bob is here. Thank you. Patrick Hoyt and Wally James asked for excuse absences. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark is present.
Dwayne is here. Susie Moreno. Can't hear you, Susie. And if you're not talking, you probably need to mute. Who is that speaking?
Hold on just a moment. We're trying to figure this. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Dwayne, but you're echoing.
You're echoing, Dwayne.
You probably need to mute, Matt Dwayne. Okay, Nancy Sabar Naratomi. And Zoom shows that Rita Washington's voice was coming through, so maybe, well, Rita was
I'm
muted
here.
Though. Okay. Okay, thank you, Rita. And Darrell Robbins, I didn't hear you, or Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. Venetia Williams? Can't hear you. And Egberto Willis asked for an excuse absence, so let me count here. We have 14 voting members present, so we have quorum.
Okay. So we were moved to talk about the absences. I think we have, what, three people that asked for excuse absence?
Yeah, Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
I move that we excuse Wally James, Egberto Willis, and Patrick Hoyt, who all asked for excuse absences.
Okay. May I ask the question, how many times has Patrick Hoy been out?
Don't know. Don't remember.
Okay. Cause it
seems he's been like in most of the meetings, but.
Yeah. Seems like it's been quite a bit. Yes, Ted.
I'd like to postpone consideration till after new business. Item number 13. It would become number 13 and adjournment would be 14.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
All right, go ahead, Bill.
We may not get to it if it's after new business. So if you want to delay it a little bit, that's okay, but I don't think we should put it off that long. It normally comes right after a roll call.
Yes, Ted.
Or no later than 9:45 p.m.
9:45 p.m.?
Correct.
Okay. I see Ms. Venetia, our chair has just come in. All right, so are there any concerns, or the motion was approved without objection? Are there any concerns as far as the those that asked for excused absences? Other than Patrick,
well,
Warren,
this
I
bill,
concerned for that.
I'm not sure what point there is because all those people asked for excused absences, so they're not likely to show up if that's what.
Okay.
The reason is for delaying this.
Sandy for the stack.
Okay. Yes, Sandy.
Yeah. Let's, my thought is we should just vote on this and up or down and get it done. Now, not later. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I see the chair is here, so I'm going to let Madam Chair go ahead and take over. Her appearance is gracious here with us. Thank you, Madam Chair. The floor is yours.
You did that real quick, Paula. Woo, Lord have mercy. So, I take it we're on excused absences.
Yes.
And they made, you already made a motion?
Not at this Thunder. Point.
Okay. So nobody made a motion to excuse?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, who are the, who
Madam
are the
people? Chair, this is, Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Okay, hi, Sandra, but hold on for a second. Bill, who are the people?
Wally James, Egberto Willis, and Patrick Hoyt, they all asked for excuse absences.
And who, the motion was seconded?
I would like to second the motion.
Thank
this
you.
This is Sandra.
I mean, thanks, Sandra. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to excuse the three people just named. Any discussion?
I have a discussion.
Paula, then Ted.
My concern is Patrick Hoy. I believe he's been out the majority of our meetings. So, is it three meetings that you can only miss?
Three consecutive meetings.
Consecutive meetings.
Mm-hmm. Whoever that is, I need you to mute that. Okay, one second, Adriana. I need you to mute that noise in the background. Thank you. Okay, Adriana, I'm going to take you after Ted. Ted, go ahead.
I suggested that we postpone this until the last item on tonight's agenda or no later than 9:45 so that we can investigate. Well, first of all, so that we hear a report about our standing rules and our special rules, and also we be able to find out whether or not Paula Miller's concern about excessive requests for excused absences is correct, as I assume it is, and therefore issuing excused absences to people who have excessive absences does not seem to me to be appropriate, but I'm not sure. That's why I want to delay this until 9:45.
Okay. Adriana.
Well, in the meantime, Bill's going to call them all up and tell them to come to the meeting.
No, you're not going to do that. We are all grown here. All of us.
Okay.
Adrian, I'm going to go
ahead. Sorry, Madam Chair. That is exactly one of the problems that just was mentioned a few minutes ago. The rule that we have is that nobody can have for an excused absence if they have more than three absences, excuse or unexcused. That mm-hmm. is part of the rules that mm-hmm. we have.
Right. And,
I'm sorry?
No, I said right, correct.
Okay, then that's what I'm trying to say. If sometimes, you know, this is Article 1st Meeting Procedure, Section 1, qualified for excuse absence. No LSB member or committee member shall be granted an excuse absence if they have three or more absences in the immediate preceding 12 months, not to be counted for any month retroactive to pass of the rule that was May 13, 2015. And okay. they said to qualify for an excuse absence, the request must be mailed to the LSB at least 3 hours before in advance of the meeting. And that yeah. was approved. And the main reason is because, we want the members should be in the meetings. You know, if the members are not in the meetings, it's not enough to ask for an excuse absence. No participate ever and keep your seat. If you don't have a time once a month to at least be in the LSB meeting, you should let, you know, somebody else to fill your seat. That was the idea.
Okay. All right. Teresa, you had your hand up and then I'm going to Bill.
I don't have anything. Oh, I just wanted to say, looking at my notes, I can see that Patrick Hoyt attended in February and March and in November. I know that much.
Okay.
I have a comment, Denisha.
Who? Wendy.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say on that point, part of the reason that I finally decided that I had to run for the board was just because of the way this actual thing was being used in the previous administration. I seem to remember somebody was in the hospital and they wouldn't grant her an excused absence. I mean, we are volunteers. People are trying their best to help the radio station. We are elected by the listeners or the staff, and we shouldn't be rushing to try and get people off of the board ourselves, you know? So, I mean, I just would hope people would be a little bit lenient. That is a terrible standing rule, I would think. Things happen. People end up in hospitals or whatever. You know, anyway, that just to say that you can't even ask for an excused absence if you've had three in the whole year, that's just weird. Thank you for sending these standing rules. I really, I'm going to be looking at them, but we don't have time because we just got them.
Right.
Right.
Madam Chair, may I have the floor to explain something that is being mischaracterized with this?
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the rule is that you cannot grant. It means that you can come, you can ask for two, or you can be missing two meetings, come to the third one, because the only way that you can get off the board if you don't come to three consecutive unexcused absences. It means
that you can't.
They are unexcused absences. Okay. And that's why, because the meetings where people that had 10 missing meetings in a year, that's why that goes past. And I agree with you. I agree with you, Wendy, that, I mean, the board, by two-thirds, they can decide to excuse somebody anyway, because with two-thirds we can do it. And it's absolutely true. The same people, some of the same people that are now asking for their friends to be excused, we are the one that didn't want to excuse a board member that was Cliff Smith that was in the hospital. It's true, absolutely true. But we were trying to excuse him because nobody, I mean, doesn't make any sense that the body cannot decide, excuse somebody.
All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bill, as the secretary, you need to do some research on this because I really do believe having a vote at this moment is premature because I don't know. And I'm going to just say, I don't know. I don't know who's been absent. I haven't heard. All I can recall is that we haven't unexcused anybody. That's what my recollection is. I could be wrong. You're the secretary, Bill. Can you please research that? And I agree with, we take this out at 9:45. If you cannot find all the answers by 9:45, we're going to table that to the next meeting. I'm sorry, but that's the only fair way to do that. You cannot vote on stuff when you don't know what's going on.
Okay, I probably won't have time to look at it while I'm taking notes and all that during this meeting, but.
Yeah, and that's what I said. If you can, let me know where you are when we get back at 9:45. Let me know where you are. If not, we're going to table that. And this, we're going to table that to the next meeting because I'm not going to have us voting on something. The chair don't even know what's going on. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Nancy on stack.
If it's about that, we're through with that.
No.
Okay. What's the question?
I'm here. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, I got your message when you came in and you put it in the chat. Okay. So let me talk about, before we go to agenda, let me talk about internet. Zoom is an internet based program. Let me say it to you again. Zoom is an internet-based program. It took me 10 minutes to get into this meeting just now, simply because it was cycling through. I need you to understand, because I've gotten, after the last month's meeting for 2 weeks, I'm fielding one request after another, one complaint after another. First of all, Paula and I are not dropping anybody off of a meeting. Why would we do that? I would not do that. Let me say it again. Paula and I, because I've had to defend Paula's honor a whole lot the last 2 weeks after the last meeting, because some people got it in their head that we're dropping people off a meeting. That's not correct. The internet. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. You're sitting up and you're watching TV. Let's say you're watching Netflix. Netflix is the most popular thing. Netflix is an internet-based program, just like Zoom. You're sitting there and you're watching Netflix, and all of a sudden it starts flickering. If it doesn't flicker, it goes into a freeze. You sit there, it comes back up. Well, what happens when you do that with Zoom
Zoom will either do one of two things. It'll lock you out. It'll drop you off. And you have to come back in. That's what happens. That is the internet. Now, that could be your home internet, or that could be the internet towers. But it is not Paula Miller, and it is not Benicia Williams. I need you to get that. I need you guys to understand that. Because for some reason, some people have it in their head, we're dropping people off. And I'm going to tell you, let me preface what else I'm about to say. I think a lot of you forgotten that I lost my mother. Starting last night, I am now in grief counseling. One of the things that they said last night is that when you don't let people tell you how you're feeling, you don't let people attack you because they perceive you as doing something the wrong way. You're grieving. My whole world is turned upside down. I can walk to the next room and start boo-hooing. I might start boo-hooing in front of y'all tonight. I need you guys to stop attacking people, period. If you do not like somebody, you don't like them. That is no place to be in an LSB meeting. The LSB monthly meeting is for the dissemination of information and for us to vote on things that we need to attend to. It is not for you guys to come here and have I'm gonna call everybody their name. You got to stop that immediately. This moment. Let me remind you of something else. The internet is governed by who? Who can tell me the answer to that? I'm in teacher mode now. Who can tell me the answer to that?
What's the question?
No one governs it.
Yes, Bill. Come on now. You know the answer to it. I said, who governs the internet? The Federal Communications Commission. Let me just put that out there. Communications Commission, just like Pacifica, they have rules of conduct.
Well, I feel like I'm imposing on your space here.
Who is that? Okay. The Federal Communications Commission, which overrules, by the way, Pacifica. Let me get that straight, too. They have conduct rules as well on their airwaves and on their internet waves, on their telephone waves, on the airwaves, whatever.
Really sick.
You guys are going to have, because let me tell you something, that's one of the things several people called me on. People calling people names and talking crazy to people. It's got to stop. Now I am in research mode. I know the simple basics, but I know y'all well enough to know I'm going to have to show you in black and white. But you got to stop talking to people crazy. You have to.
And
all of us and everybody we are in a pandemic. Let me repeat that. We are in a pandemic. We got a governor telling people, who is that talking?
That's Robert Garten.
We have a governor that has told everybody to take off their masks. All of my girlfriends that are doctors and nurses are screaming, especially those in California. Y'all walking around there without masks? What? Y'all know Houston is a hot spot. Houston is a hot spot. I say, girl, ain't nobody listening to Abbott. We all, at least everybody in my purview, we all wearing masks. And then today I find out that the campus that I work for, it is a hotbed infestation of COVID. Let me say it to you again. That campus I work for, it's a hotbed of infestation for COVID. How did I find that out? Just by chance. Because I had to go take a COVID test. Now, I'm fully vaccinated, but you still got to take a COVID test when you're going somewhere and somebody asks you for a test. So I go to take the COVID test. I'm a nurse. She decides that she's not going to give any more COVID tests because we have an infestation of positive COVID results at my school. So when I get down to human resources to take the test, they say, well, girl, why you didn't take your test? I said, girl, I just, nurse said whatever. They was like, oh my God, that's what you want? And I'm like, yes. And they go, it's not cool over there. I said, well, I already knew a bunch of people was out because every time we look up, somebody's out. And not just one person or not just two people, a whole bunch of people. So you don't never know. I've said all of that because I'm going to cut that. I said all of that to say this. You never know what somebody else is going through. I'm going to say it to you again. You never know what someone else is going through. All you need to do is be kind. If you don't, there are a lot of people I don't like. I say nothing to them. I really truly don't. Because right now, my emotions are all over the place because of the fact of my mother passing away and I'm left dealing with her estate on a day-to-day basis and it literally puts me in the bed every day. I need you guys to think about that before you start going off on people because they didn't say what you wanted them to say or they didn't do what you wanted them to do. Please stop that. Just like I'm going to reclose this sermon because I was advised to give this sermon before I started the meeting.
Madam Chair, before you close, may I add something to your sermon so that it's referring to the governance of the internet?
Yes, Mr.
I'm reading from the internet Google that I did and the response or the accuracy of who owns the internet reads, no one person, no company, no organization or government runs the internet. It is a globally distributed network comprising mainly of many voluntary and interconnected autonomous networks. It operates without a central governing body with each constituent network setting and enforcing its own policies, largely governments. Since the advent of the World Wide Web, it has been controlled by the United States. On October 1st, 2016, the U.S. handed over its nearly two decades of control to the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, named ICANN, which is a nonprofit organization and is based in the U.S. of California. So you and Bill were correct. Now, further, I want to add about why some folk having this problem you initially was concerned about and getting these complaints about, when you buy cheap internet service, it's all about bandwidth, strength, and speed. So the more strength you're going to have and the more speed to get on you're going to have. So that's on your end. Even if the host has a weak AT&T, because AT&T serve different bands and different speeds. So that's really what it's about. I close with that.
Okay. And I forgot to say that, Dwayne, that last part you said, because that was really the crucial part that I wanted to say about the internet. I can just give you an example of my own home. Since we've been in virtual, at any given time, we must have about 10 to 15 items running off this internet in the middle of the day. Okay. Whereas we never did before. Right now, we've been in this pandemic and this virtual thing for almost a year. And everybody has gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs having meetings every day. So right now, everybody said, I'm just being real. Last night I was on a meeting. Monday night I was on a meeting. And all these meetings started by 6:30, 7 o'clock. Tonight, I'm sitting here on Zoom. My sister's in there on Zoom. That's not to mention the fact that our alarm system runs off the internet. our thermostat runs off the internet. And it just dawned on me one day when everything was just crashing all over the place. I said, all of this stuff is on the internet. So what I had to do, because we have to work from home, I had to take that internet band, what he just said, to the highest thing that is available to me on AT&T, because we have AT&T. That's what we did with AT&T. The other thing we did was we went and got a hotspot. So we got two internet connections coming out of this house because of the demand that everybody is putting on the internet with all of these apps. I'm going to tell you, the best way I can to explain it to you is when you're sitting there watching TV, Netflix, Hulu, whoever, and it starts flickering or it freezes. It'll freeze on Zoom. There have been days that Zoom is frozen. That is because it is too much going through it. That is not Paula. That is not Venetia. That is the internet. And I just need y'all to take that under advisement, because that set of complaints, I don't think I need to have that set of complaints. Okay, moving along. Let me see where we are. Agenda approval. So, the people, the only thing, well, I've already had this conversation with one person. Their motion is on the building and properties. The other motion, because it was only two people, the other motion is going to be under new business. No, I did not word this out, because this was a day that I basically said to the secretary, who is responsible for doing the agenda, although he does ask me about what I want on the agenda, and I told him, put on their building and properties. And under new business, put motions. And I specifically said, and I can show you the text messages that said, I don't have time to go back and find those emails to be specific about what the motion is. When I get to that portion of the agenda, I will ask that person to repeat their motion and say why they want that motion. Does anybody have a problem with that? Thank you. Are there any objections to the agenda as it is written?
Bill, I had one correction.
Yes.
Minor, the date of the next meeting is May 19th, number 13.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I did notice.
So, apologize for that. And I'm sorry for your loss also. I didn't know about that.
That was really minor. Thank you very much. Okay, it is now 7:34, because I think one of the things that you should have know about me right now is that I want to get through our agenda every time we meet. Let me say it to you again. I want to get to the end of the agenda, adjourned, every time we meet. So I am going to be a stickler about the time. Yes, it say 5 minutes. I may give you a little over, but when you start hearing me calling your name, that means you need to stop talking. Because if I don't cut you off, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to stop you from getting your point across. As a matter of fact, I've told all the people that I've talked to, you have got to be straight and to the point with whatever you come to the meeting with. My goal, and we've been doing a fantastic job of this, my goal is to get us through this meeting, every LSV meeting, everything on this agenda. That is my goal. And we have been doing a great job with that. Okay, so with that being said, somebody...
Madam Chair.
Yes?
This is Richard. I'm here. And okay. My sympathy is the loss of your mother.
Thank you so much, Richard. It is now 7:36. I know the general manager is waiting patiently because his time starts at 7:30. So I turn over the floor to Mr. General Manager.
Well, thank you very much. Let me see if I can... I think I have Paula up here. Paula, we don't want to do that. So, if you, Yeah, you'll have to disable yours is what it shows. Because it looks like we're viewing your screen.
Oh, yeah, Paula, you got to give him screen. He got to give him the control.
I thought I did that.
But what a beautiful desktop you have. but Venetia, I do extend, all of the love to you. I lost my father at the age of 11 and I lost my mother at the age of 24. So I absolutely understand, where you're coming from.
So. I thought I did. Maybe I didn't. Now, I don't usually do this. So if someone is familiar with a system.
Well, I don't have it to share, so.
Well, if you can walk me through, tell me what I need to do because I've never had to.
Well, all it's saying on my end is host disabled participant screen sharing. So it's disabled.
Okay.
Hold on, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bill.
I think you can just stop sharing the screen and then let David share his. He can control that, I believe, as long as, because I have a share screen button, so I assume everybody does that. So I assume you've enabled participants to do that.
And I think what I've done is I've closed it up, and so now I'm trying to find it. That's the problem. I can't find it.
Maybe just click on the share screen again to unshare it. I'm not sure how.
My screen is just nothing but pictures at this time. The little buttons, my icons that's usually at the bottom for sharing and all of that, it's gone. So that's what I'm talking about. Everything is at the bottom is gone. Yeah, because I know what you're speaking of.
Okay.
Yeah, but all of my little things are gone.
Okay, so can you give host control to David?
At this point, I can't.
Okay, because you can't see anything.
Yeah, I can't see anything. Let me see this right here. Make a co-host. Let me see. Do you want that? Yes. I might be onto something.
You might just go into settings and disable screen sharing and then re-enable it so David could do it.
David, can you see it? Because I gave you the...
This will stop the screen sharing. Do you want to continue? Yes. There we go.
You got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I believe so. So let's try this. Aha.
There you go.
Can everybody see this okay?
Yes, I do. I see you.
Okay. Yes. For those of you on the phone, so sorry. You're going to miss out on this lovely presentation. All right, so tonight I just want to go over quickly a team member spotlight, some items that we've accomplished, items that are still in progress, give you a chance to go through a Q&A. Let's see here. Wendy has entered the waiting room. So hi, Wendy. Welcome
aboard.
She's in. Okay, so the very first thing that I want to do is I would like to thank Lyndon and Sandy, who came down to the station the other day. As you can tell, we're all drinking, we're going to call it coffee. And, we did a lot of yard work. The backyard to the, studio was filled with more beer cans than I've ever seen in my life. We got everything cleaned up. The building looks presentable. And so I want to thank, Sandy and Lyndon for helping me get that accomplished this week. Absolutely spectacular, and I could not ask for a quicker turnaround. I called them and said, do you have time? And they're like, we're on our way. And that's all I could ask for. I want to start off with employee gratitude. Even as difficult as times have been, for her ability to lead the way that she does with her pledge drives and her membership and her donor coordination, she's been amazing. Thank you, Robin. For stepping up to the plate, keeping KPFT on the air, and also trying to help with certain parts of coordination. We have to thank Bobby for keeping things in focus so we pay the bills that need to be paid. We're making sure the lights stay on and that the internet does keep working. Want to definitely thank Markeisha. Under programmer's gratitude, I want to thank James and Colleen Nagel for doing the concert calendar for us. They have been unbelievable in being able to keep things up, and they keep open-mindedness about their feedback they're getting. In fact, James was just featured, I believe, in a big seminar for the blues. It's unbelievable. So congratulations to James and Colleen. Glad to have you on the team. Also, I want to thank Hank Lamb for beginning to post positive messages on Facebook and for filling in for Rourke on Fridays. Thank you to David Collingsworth for connecting prisoners with their families. I'm getting a lot of emails from the families via our website now that our contact form is working properly. They want to extend their thanks, so I want to do that as well. The Prison Show and Electro Love, of course, on both of our channels. I want to thank DJ K. Rano for taking feedback in good spirits and adjusting their you know, theme song outro and editing out the bad words. I very much appreciate that. We are sounding more professional every day, and I can't thank you enough. Volunteer gratitude. I want to thank Nancy and Kay for helping to maintain the music library. They're continuing to help do that. Thank you to Joanna for helping Robin in the membership department. I want to thank Rudy Martin for always being happy to lend a hand as well. Okay, here we go, kids. We have boosted the Houston signal from our transmitter location for strength and quality. Before, we weren't running quite at full power. As you can see on the demonstration on the left-hand side, this is about where our signal was. Now we are up to the full output that we are supposed to be at, and we have increased our coverage area by an additional, I'd say, 15 to 20 miles on the outside. So for areas north of Shepherd, you'll see that we now actually do get into Huntsville with almost a city grade signal, and it's a lot better than what we were before. We installed a modern website interface switcher, which means everything from the studio now out to the transmitter is digital. That is what AES stands for. It is all digital now. We have no analog programming going out on the air. We removed all excess noise on the radio station. I have installed a Iophonics processor for the FM HD signal. So for those of you who are listening in your car, when it goes from a regular analog signal over to the HD one, there is no longer a delay, and the audio level is exactly the same. So it's a very smooth transition. We inspected the Huntsville transmitter up there. We did find that the internet was off. So it got rebooted, and Huntsville is back in full swing again. I made a donation out of my own pocket to the KPFT radio station. We installed a what we call an RDS encoder. And so if you see there on your right-hand side, you'll see that our radio station name is now showing up with Houston's Community Station on your radio. People will know who they are when they tune in. So I wanted to make sure that we did that, because that's a big piece of our puzzle, and we're going to be able to connect more to it, so it'll start doing song, artist, title, show names. We're not quite there yet, but I wanted to make sure that that was up. So when people say, well, what station do you listen to? I don't know. Let me look at my radio. Now they know. And so we can do that. We had an electrical box that needed to be replaced out at the transmitter. This is the old electrical box. And I want you to look at the lines. Do you see how they're melting? They were on fire. They were on fire, kids. That box had not been updated in so long and not maintained in so long that we could have easily burnt the building down out at the transmitter. That's why I wanted you to see this particular photo. Every one of those wires, you see, one of them has red tape around it. Oh, well, it melted. I'll just put tape around it. That'll fix it. No. We did it the right way. We put in a brand new box, heavier duty wiring from there all the way into the transmitter itself. So that will not fail. And if you notice in this box, there's three independent shutoffs in case something goes wrong with one wire. We can fix it without taking the entire thing down. So I was very happy to see that happen. Other items completed. This is going to be a lot of over the head, but we made sure that our FCC stuff is done. We made sure that our radio station is ready for automation that we're going to be putting in at a later date. We had produced, documented, and disclosed all of our network information, all IP addresses. Everything is known and given to the proper people. Okay, this next slide, this is our antenna, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's on the top of our radio station tower. There are 13 of these. And if you look at the picture, you'll see where it got hit by lightning. And it's all rusted out, falling apart. Well, I ordered a new one. I picked it up today. We're going to have tower climbers going up to replace our antenna bay that has been leaking and causing us major problems. And so the transmitter will be able to put out even more power. We're at full power, but now it'll be able to distribute it evenly. And so it'll take out a lot of problems coming down the road. But this apparently happened back in 2016, and it was never brought to anybody's attention until I went out and one of the tower climbers that we're working on our tower lighting came down and said, well, your problem's getting worse. And I said, what? And he handed me a photo, you know, in his phone. And he said, yeah, I gave this to them a couple of years ago, but it looks like it's getting worse. So we took care of it. The estimated date of installation is going to be the week of the 26th. I did that on purpose. I want us to be absolutely full power, ready to go by the time we go into pledge beginning on the 6th of next month. Nancy, we will have to go off the air for this, so just be prepared. It won't take, hopefully, all day, but it will take a good amount of time because we have to have three people go up and put that up. So I will send out an email prior again to that if we ever have to go off the air for any given reason. I have ordered a set of these. These are called Mosley STL links. These are digital, and it would allow us to go back on to our STL microwave path. We tested the dishes. They can see each other. Amazing. So we're going to put back up our very own studio to transmitter link. What will this do? It'll allow us to cut back on internet. A lot of internet. And we'll have one line for backup when it comes to internet. But other than that, we are going to depend on our own dishes again. And I made a promise to the financial committee, and this will roll hopefully about $1,500 a month off the cost of our internet. Other items in progress. I'm still working on trying to figure out. We still have one issue with our HD system not saying things that it's supposed to for the FCC, but we've let them know and they realize that it's not just a problem for us, it's for everybody. I'm still in the process of doing permits and leasing to reactivate the Galveston signal. I'm assisting the finance committee again. It's the reason for buying the other equipment was to roll back on and prepare the 2022 budget. I'll be able to disclose all the vendor points of contact. We'll review all the agreements for cost effectiveness. We'll do plan for cost reductions. I also had our audio processor sent in for repair. It's coming back now. And if you haven't looked at the website, wow, we look phenomenal. Any questions regarding anything that I've covered? There was a lot. A lot of it was technical, but I will be more than happy to answer any questions people may have.
Sandy for the stack.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you. David, you touched upon two areas at the transmitter. One, the antenna that was struck by lightning and discovered years after this happened, maybe 2-3 years. And the other, the electrical box. Who is supposed to be maintaining that equipment?
Well, I would guess that at the point that I know, you know, I don't know much of the history, but I know that Steve had been taking care of it. And then when Steve left, it fell over to our current engineering team.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Lyndon.
Lyndon. This is Patel Adams.
Okay, then Ted. No, Linda first.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Patel Adams, I have a question for you, please.
Say that again.
Patel Adams, please, can you put me on stack?
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh, I got it. Go ahead, Linda.
Thank you, Chair. David, just for my curiosity, how many watts or what is, are we a 100-watt station or what?
Okay, the way that it works is, try to explain this where it makes sense. We have a transmitter that puts out a licensed power of 30,000 kilowatts, okay, 30,000 watts. When it goes up, we have 13 bays on our antenna. Those are those round things that I showed you in the picture. Those distribute and amplify the power up to 100,000 watts. So we are technically a 100,000 watt FM. We are the highest legal in the U.S. That's the highest FMs can go.
Okay. Is that all, Lyndon? Lyndon, is that all?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
First of all, I want to point out that I've used the participants' gizmo. It looks like Bill Crozier just did. And I would, I don't know whether we have a standing rule or a special rule that says we should use that, but that's what I'm using. And I'm glad to be called upon. David, I'm really glad that you have, you and I have talked and you support the idea of forming a committee to look at 419 Lovett Boulevard and what we're going to do going forward. I just want to hear, in addition to all the great work you are doing as a human being, I want to hear that you're managing people, including volunteers that are off the air. I would love to hear PSAs encouraging people to get involved in this radio station like never before. What are your thoughts regarding getting more people involved and doing things like mowing the lawn and all the other projects that are on your to-do list and should be on the broader KPFT to-do list?
Well, number one, Ted, I do believe we need a whole new set of public service announcements. I think the ones that we're running have been run into the ground, and personally, I'm getting tired of hearing them. However, with that being said, getting them made is one thing, getting them aired is another. And so I am working on that process to get that done. I am reaching out to other people to get a lot of the things that are on my list done. If you haven't looked at the website, that wasn't all me. So I do have volunteers stepping up to do that. Lyndon was more than, and Sandy, I know, is on the air, but Lyndon also stepped up and helped to do that. And at this point, the rest of the stuff that I've been working on is not anything that I would want somebody putting their hands on, because you have to be trained in RF to be able to do those things. So I'm not going to put anybody's life in danger by asking them to do something that they're definitely not qualified to do. But yes, as other things come along, I will make sure that we're using all the volunteers that we have. I've had a lot of people reach out. And as for the building, there's a plan. I just don't know what the full plan is. And once I know, I will make sure that you all have a good idea of what's going on. So, but there are some moving parts still, and we're getting there. It's getting closer. So it's just a matter of time. So that's the best way I can answer that.
Venetia.
Yes, thank you. How are you reaching out to communities of color to get new volunteers and new members?
I didn't think color was an issue. It's whoever is, you know, available and willing to help. I don't care what color somebody is. But yes, we have lots of message boards that are out there. Our Facebook page, we've been receiving everybody's messages. And like I said, we have definitely improved our contact us form on the website. Apparently it wasn't working very well. And now that it is working, I'm probably receiving anywhere between 5 and 10 messages a day. And everybody that is volunteering or wanting to volunteer has received a call back on how exactly they get into our volunteer list, how they can become a member, and how they can actually become a member of the board as they move along. So I don't think that I don't want to turn this into something that it's definitely not. Everybody gets an equal chance.
I think you misunderstood my question. May I repeat it again, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. So we live in Houston. We are majority people of color. I want to know what you as our general manager are doing to reach out to communities of color to bring in more volunteers and more listeners.
Well, how often do you listen to the station?
I'm sorry. I was asking you a question.
I understand that, but have you heard any of the new programming we've put on?
Okay. I'm asking also for the record. Yes, I have.
Okay, good deal. So the folks that are helping us to get the word out, spread the word, are people from, you know, for instance, our R&B show. Charles is doing a phenomenal job at reaching out to the community. We also are getting ready to put polls on the website. And I'm going to start reaching out to other nonprofits that also deal with, you know, people of all races and genders. But the one that I really want to reach out to is the school that has the wonderful kids that the arts school that we have here. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head.
High school.
Yeah, they are.
It's just PBA.
Yeah. And so, you know.
And don't forget about Gates School of Communication.
Yes. Yes. And that's the other. In fact, I'm making up a list of people and places that I want to personally go talk to them. Because I think that when we're looking for volunteers, I'm not the type that likes to just put out a blanket email or, you know, expect everybody to come running to us. I really would like to get out in front of people and do this. So with COVID, it's been kind of rough, but I'm making a list of all the places that I would love to go. And the minute that they say, yes, you can come into our schools, yes, you can come into our businesses, I will be more than happy to schedule it out day by day. And I will go out there and get everybody I possibly can.
Venetia, did that answer the question?
That's fine, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?